Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous edition for you Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, December 17th, 2018, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are at the page XIII forward to the first edition, the fifth paragraph, that last sentence, we are not an organization. We'll be reading through three paragraphs, ending with Alcoholics Anonymous. The conclusion of the page will be commenting on all those three paragraphs. Today's readers are Lisa J.R. for the 12 Steps, Chrissy Jane K. for the 12 Traditions, and our readers of the text are Susan H., Kathy Jo P., and John K. The share ID for Sunday, December 16th, is 12,305. That's 12305. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 12,307. That's 12307. Our newcomer greeter for today is Melanie C. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Lisa J.R. to read the 12 steps.
Lisa J.R., the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me serve. Pass.
Thank you, Lisa J.R. And Chrissy K., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
The 12 traditions. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to compulsive overeaters who still suffer. 6, an OA group ought to never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise leads to problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. This is Chrissy Jane from Pittsburgh, and I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Chrissy Jane. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions of the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XIII, the foreword to the first edition, the fifth paragraph, which is the last line on that page. We are not an organization. We'll be reading through three paragraphs, ending at the conclusion of that page, Alcoholics Anonymous. And we'll be commenting on all those. And Susan H., if you could get us started, please.
Good morning. This is Susan H. in Ohio. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful in such cases. Inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcomed. Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay. What first spoke to me is no dues or fees. It does, because over my lifetime, this 63-year-old has paid more than you might think I could afford on dues and fees for programs that promise weight loss. I wasted much, as these programs, pills, plans, could not promise or deliver a daily reprieve from overeating. And so the twist of the mind convinced me to start. Having started, I never knew when or if I would stop. The phenomenon of craving kicked in every time. Only a spiritual awakening could save me. I am grateful for the statement. Whenever I see this, I'm grateful for it, that the only requirement is an honest desire to stop drinking. as in the third tradition. In my case, stop eating compulsively. I hung around the rooms for a year and a half, just hanging around, trying to understand or know how to work the steps. And I guess I just needed that time, but I did belong here, and I knew it from that honest desire to stop eating compulsively. Eventually, I found this telephone meeting that did connect me with a sponsor, and I found what my abstinence was and worked the 12 steps, as in this book, and I'm so grateful to have found an abstinence that works for me. A daily reprieve from compulsive eating. It's amazing, and I never dreamed that this was possible for me. So very grateful, and very grateful to be able to give service. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Susan H. Okay, I'm going to open up the line, and who would like to share on those three paragraphs?
Donna B.
Donna B, okay.
Jordan L.
Lisa J.R.
Jordan L., Lisa J.R.
Marissa E.
Marissa E.
Penny C.
Dorita P.
Okay, I got Penny C. and Brenda. What was the first initial of your last name, Brenda?
Dorita P.
Oh, Dorita, sorry. I don't know where I got Brenda out of that, Dorita. Okay, so I have Donna B., Jordan L., Lisa J.R., Marissa E., Penny C., and Dorita P. So go ahead, Donna.
This is Donna B. Did you call me to begin?
Yes.
Sorry, I was unmuting. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling in from Denver. And the line that jumps out at me is, we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book. I am very interested in hearing from people who are getting results from this book, especially from those who have started working with others, because they give me hope. It is my opinion that how this program works is the renewal of hope, the spring of hope, day after day after day, either by hearing people's stories of recovery or by witnessing the miracles of recovery, by being in the rooms with others and by working with others. It has been one of the bright spots of my life to work with my sponsees and watch right before my eyes as their lives evolve and change. I find it fascinating in the Break Book also, we simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted, that from the very, very beginning of the book, we start to get these seeds planted that ultimately we are going to work with others. So by the time we get to chapter 7, working with others, I think it's chapter 7, the idea of fitting ourselves to be of maximum service to God and our fellows, specifically by way of taking others through the steps, is like deeply ingrained in my mind. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Donna B. Jordan L., you are up next, followed by Lisa J.R. Go ahead, Jordan.
Good morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in the mountains of Colorado. good morning, you guys. It's good to be on the line.
I just had something real quick that I thought was really inspiring. So I like to watch people and stuff, and I'm like a people watcher, I guess you could say, and I went to a meeting last night, a face-to-face OA meeting. It's like we have like a face-to-face Vision for You OA meeting because there's a lot of people on this line from Colorado. So I went to that last night. It wasn't very big last night. There weren't very many people there, but there were 10 of us, right? And the basket went around, and we collected $20. Now, obviously, $20 isn't a lot of money, but there were only 10 of us. I've been in other 12-step groups for a really long time now, and seen, like, I've seen people steal money from the basket. I've seen people throw like hundreds in the basket, whatever it is, right? But I've never really seen that where the meeting collects the money and everyone just like does their equal part, their fair share, so to speak, you know. I thought it was really inspiring. I thought it was a testament to our gratitude for what this program has given us, right? Like a gratitude for the results that we are getting from this book. And then the other line I wanted to focus in a little bit on is the honest desire to stop drinking. Because I think the official traditions actually say the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. And I think that honesty is a lot more. It's a lot more important than we like give credit to. You know, because I had a desire to. I had lots of desires when I first came to Overeaters Anonymous. I had a desire to be skinny. I had a desire to be able to eat my alcoholic foods in moderation. I had a desire to be able to compulsively overeat every once in a while to sort of control it, you know, like, and I think that honest desire to stop compulsively overeating for good entirely, is really important. It's something that no one can give to me and isn't really like transferable or transmittable or anything like that. I have to find that on my own. So thanks for letting me share it.
And thank you. So Lisa J.R., you're up next, followed by Marissa E.
Thank you for your service and good morning, everybody. Lisa J.R. from Baltimore, Maryland, gratefully recovered by God's grace today. Well, I love that tradition, and I love that we're reading these sections before we get into the doctor's opinion, because it reminds me how precious these traditions and the steps really are. It really cements things for me, and I'm sense I need that to happen. You know, the only requirement. And, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with social media because people have a tendency to purge things, personal things, political affiliations, sexual affiliations, all that stuff, you know. It's just a waste of time for me to engage in those arguments publicly, you know. And that's the one thing I really respect about this. We only have one requirement. It doesn't matter what faith walk we come from, what you know, ethnicity that we are. It all that matters is that we have a desire to stop eating. And when they wanted to hear from the people, they didn't want to hear anything but solution. How did you get there? How did this program help your walk? And that's really what we need to stay focused on. And I'm happy to say that during the elections and whatnot, this was my safe place to come. I had to take a vacation from Facebook for a while because, the negative far outweighed the positive. And thank God that we have Tradition 3 and we can respect those traditions kindly And I love this program for that. And with that, I'll pass.
Lisa, we seem to have lost you. You still there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I said with that I'll pass, but I'm like Speedy Gonzalez when I end my share, so I'm sorry you didn't hear me.
Okay, thank you, Lisa JR. And Marissa E., you're up next, followed by Penny C.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good morning, my fellows. This is Marissa E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater outside Los Angeles, getting over a cold. So the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. And recently I've had the privilege of studying more in depth the chapter to the employers. And on page 142, there's specific directions about how to inquire, right, if the employer is ready. It says, will he take every necessary step, submit to anything to get well, to stop drinking forever? And if he says yes, does he really mean it? Or down inside, does he think he is fooling you? And that after rest and treatment, he will be able to get away with a few drinks now and then. And it continues in another paragraph. If he still thinks he can ever drink again, even beer, he might as well be discharged after the next bender, which if an alcoholic, he's almost certain to have. So identifying in with this foreword, I have come to recognize how, you know, for about 10 years sitting in meetings, I had an somewhat honest desire to stop compulsively overeating. But I really did. I was like the alcoholic who thought that I could really get away with beer, right? I had these alcoholic ingredients that were similar to beer, right? It wasn't tequila, it wasn't vodka, but at the same time, I still, every once in a while, I would think I could get away with something, and it was a slippery slope, right? And then I was like down at my bottom eating, you know, the like most severe alcoholic ingredients. And I wish I could have given myself that honest desire. I wish I could have been entirely honest, right? But I've heard it here. I remember my sponsor once told me years ago, she said, Marissa, you're not a bad person becoming good. You're a sick person getting well. Right. And I, you know, it says those who are afflicted, right? We really are spiritually sick. And it says here on page 142, either you are dealing with a man who can and will get well, or you are not, right? It's just that simple. And for, you know, for 10 years, I wasn't. And it took what it took. And I thankfully kept coming back. You know, I kept trying to create that honest desire. And at the same time, I recognized how a couple months ago, it really was just given to me. Right, that honest desire was given to me, and you know, right, there's my life raft, and I grabbed hold, the desperation of a drowning woman, and I haven't let go. Thank you, Kathleen.
And thank you, Marissa. Penny C., you're up next, followed by Dorita P.
I'm here. Thank you very much. I'm Penny C., a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. Oh my gosh. You know, we are not an organization in the conventional sense of the way of the word. Isn't that wonderful? We have no CEO that we can point to. The only people that get paid at all are the necessary secretaries, people to keep the records and keep our necessary offices running. Otherwise, all the service that is given is on an altruistic basis. People traveling to other countries, there's no financial gain for them. They're, you know, of course we don't expect them to have to pay for their own travel or hotel, but otherwise all their time and energy and sharing is given on a voluntary, altruistic basis. If anyone didn't listen this morning to the 7 o'clock meeting, the story was told about maybe how the third tradition came to be. That's what I've read, that, you know, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking in AA, and for us, a desire to stop eating compulsively. The story of a woman way back in 1941, when there was only one meeting in California, only one meeting in that big state, and she was an alcoholic, went to meetings, and it was discovered that she was, you know, a fallen woman, a woman of the night, and the board got together, and the woman's name was Irma Livoni, L-I-V-O-N-I. You can look it up on Wi-Fi, on internet. And the letter is there that was written to her, telling her that she was not desirable that she come back unless she appeared before the board, and they listed their names, their first names. And if she chose not to come and appear before the board, then she would not be allowed into that meeting anymore. And the sad story is that Irma went out and left AA and died of alcoholism. And so very probably that's why Bill W. made sure that he said the only requirement was the desire to stop. In my area, In my area, we had a man a number of years ago who embezzled many thousands of dollars. I'll just finish this quickly. The trustee of our region came, the World Service got involved, and the question was asked, what if he tries to come to a meeting? And we were told he walks right in and we say nothing. Thank God, because I don't know where that man is now, but I'm hoping he's not dying of compulsive overeating. I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Penny C. So before we have Dorita, just a reminder, we are on page XIII, forward to the first edition. That last sentence, we are not an organization, reading through the end of that on the next page, which ends with Alcoholics Anonymous. And after Dorita, we'll be taking some more names. So Dorita P., go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Dorita P. from Cleveland, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And something just came to mind. Well, actually, it's been in my mind, but I haven't really said it. So I live in Cleveland, and I've been to some, I visited Detroit area, and there are several closed OA meetings. And, you know, that really bothers me. You know, it says the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop eating compulsively. I really don't understand closed meetings. Like, who are we trying to keep out? Like, who would, you know, come to an OA meeting? I mean, who would come and, like, crash an OA meeting or something? I'm just, that really bothers me. So anyway, I wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, I'm grateful that we are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. And I'm real grateful that it's not a religious, that OA is not a religious program. It's a spiritual program, because I was turned off. I'm sorry, I hate to keep saying I know that's a bad habit. So I've been turned off. I visited several churches and several religious places and was turned off by one thing or another. So I'm just really grateful that I was welcome here. And I just want to lastly comment on this We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. Yes. So my favorite thing, I have two favorite things in OA. I've been here since 1999 and I lost 100 pounds. My two favorite things in OA is, speaking, I think is the first, is my favorite thing. You know, I love sharing what God, it's not my story, it's God's story that happened to me. And the other thing is starting meetings. I've started about 10 meetings in OA and my other fellowship, and I like to start 10 more. We have to work with others. I have to work with others in order to save myself. So I'm just really grateful for this program. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you, Dorita Pete. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines. Who else would like to share on these three paragraphs?
Mo A.
John K.
Mo H. John K.
Kathy M. R.
Kathy M. R.
Did you hear John K.?
Yes, I did, John. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anyone who hasn't shared would like to share?
Patty T.
Pat C. Okay. I will start with those four names. Mo H., John K., Kathy M. R., and Pat C. Go ahead, Mo H.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for your service. This is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater in Northern California. So grateful to be back on the lines again. I am amazed at how much information is in the foreword to the first edition and just in these few paragraphs that we read. Number one, we are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word, as everyone has spoken to. There are no dues or fees whatever. Another thing. I want to talk to that. There are no dues or fees whatsoever because I want to make a commitment this morning. I have been on this line for a long time, and I have contributed here and there, but I have been wanting to go online and make an ongoing commitment to contribute. I think there's a way that you can do that. I just need to go online and do that. So having said that, that will help me make that commitment. And then the only requirement for membership, as people have talked to, is an honest desire to stop drinking. And I really enjoyed what another member said about being on page 142. There was a lot there to relate to. When I was in OA, my only desire was to lose weight. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to stop having my favorite foods, my yellow light, red light foods. I just wanted to lose weight. That was my desire. But when I came, when I got onto this line, and having, and the word honest is very important in there, honest desire to stop drinking, which really means taking step one all the way to my gut, 100%, really taking step one. And then the last paragraph, second to last, that we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book. And what came to my mind is when I first introduced myself on this line as a newcomer, I didn't know what was going to happen. And my sponsor said to me, beware, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. And I didn't quite understand what she was saying. And I got a bunch of phone calls from people who wanted to help me, who wanted to be there for me, who were willing to do whatever to be of service to me because they had recovered and they were willing to help other people. And I have to say that that is one of my bright spots in the day, is to call newcomers on this line and to be of help to them and be there for them. And I have gained many friendships by doing that. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much, Kathleen, and I will pass.
And thank you. That was perfect timing, Mo. John K., you're up next, followed by Kathy M.R.
Oh, thanks. My name is John Kiernan, compulsive overeater from Los Angeles. First of all, I don't know if anybody's mentioned, but I will. that in the original steps, they had the honest desire, and they decided they couldn't guarantee any alcoholic coming in could be honest in the beginning, so they took that out. The only requirement is a desire to stop drinking or eating now. The thing about no dues or fees is pretty funny, because in those days, thank God they did, they might not have ever gotten going, because the early days of AA, you know, they just hit low bottom drunks. They probably had no money anyway. It's just amazing the progression of 12-step programs from then until now. I know in about 1995, I attended an AA meeting in Malibu, and this guy Charles got up to take a candle for 40 years. And that means he got sober in 1955. And he said that in those days, he was young, they treated him like a pet because they couldn't believe somebody would come in as young as he came in. They felt everybody had to be, you know, 30 years in the booze before they could get it. Thank God it's not that way. I also love the fact that we're not allied with any religion. You know, when I came in, I was so resistant until a guy told me, hey, you can come in and stay here until you're 120. Nobody's going to tell you that you have to believe. Nobody's going to tell you what to believe. We just ask you to keep an open mind, and that made all the difference for me. And it's so funny. Just yesterday, no, day before yesterday, I'm working with the person who is doing special focus meetings for the OA birthday party, and she's doing two lines of them, you know, and one is in a large room, one is in a small room, and she had put atheism in OA, which is one of the meetings, into the small room. And I told her, no, you're going to want to put this in the big room because there's a lot of people who are trying to work this out and it's important. You know, I'm taking these classes and I had this one guy about alcoholism and everything who was like, I don't understand why they let people, they make people go to a religious program. And I tried desperately to talk to him and explain, but he just wouldn't hear it because he could only see the religion that he got shoved down his throat as a kid. And I think a lot of us have this handing-me-down religion, and we need to tear that belief down and build a new one, you know? I just love the – I always say 12 steps are God's gift to the 20th century. You know, it's the rowboat we have to get in. And realize that, you know, this program goes back to 1935. Until then, people were dying of alcoholism. And some of those people were priests, ministers, rabbis, nuns, and I've met all those kinds of people. And if it was simply a matter of conscious contact alone, they wouldn't have made it. And I just think that's so important. One quick thing before I go, just to clarify one thing, and I'm not trying to start a debate. The difference between open and closed meetings. Closed meetings are absolutely open to anybody who has a desire to stop eating compulsively. A closed meeting is for... we have meetings where people bring their wives, they bring their kids. High school kids come in because they've been given an assignment to learn. And if you're from a really, really small town and you want to hold on to your anonymity, that's why. And I think that's the main thing. I just wanted to mention that. I'm not trying to start a debate. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, John Kay. And go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, am I being heard?
Yes, you are.
Great. Hi, my name is Kathy Amar, and I am a grateful recovering compulsive overeater from the Chicago area. And I'm going to keep this brief because I have no idea what I wanted to say. The paragraph that talks about, we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful to such cases. The universe is sending me messages over and over and over again. That I need to work with others in a capacity more than I am now, specifically sponsoring. And I resist that. I've got a million reasons, all of which are standing in the way of my long-term peaceful recovery. So I'm just saying this out loud today because I am going to be speaking at an open meeting tonight of an OA group I've been going to for about 4 years. And it's the first time I've been asked to speak. A dear friend of mine asked me a couple of months ago to be a speaker, and I hemmed and hawed, and she said to me, well, you are abstinent, aren't you? You have 30 days of abstinence. And I said, well, by that date, I will. And I had just become newly abstinent. It was in October. And I have to tell you that this one date on the calendar has kept me abstinent. And it's amazing that service and the commitment to this service tonight is what has kept me abstinent. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that she reached out to me and she expected me to do it, and I expect myself to do it. I don't have much more to say except that I'm thankful for everybody on this line. This line brought me into the big book, and I can't describe how that changed my program. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy M.R. And Pat T., you're up next. And after Pat, we have time for a few more shares. So if you'd like to do that, be ready. So go ahead, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, hi, everybody. This is Patty T. from Southern California. I'm recovered today by the grace of God. I really wanted to look at that paragraph that says, we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly with those who've commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful to such cases. And you know what? That has been my entire experience since I telephoned in and identified somewhere around early mid-May of this year. You know, I have gotten so much help and instruction from the people on this line and just from your shares every day. And you know, I just feel like it's my job. You know, it's my obligation and my benefit to pass this on just in this way. And just to ditto what the last speaker said, you know, this book and these instructions in this book have changed my program enormously, and for that I'm so grateful. Thanks, I'll pass.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, I think we have time for about three more people who would like to share on those three paragraphs.
Carrie K.
Was it Sherry K?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie K. Sorry, Carrie. Okay, Carrie K.
Stacy M.
Stacy M.
Mariana D.
And Mariana, okay. Okay, so go ahead, Carrie K.
Thank you so much. This is Carrie K., a compulsive overeater from Boulder, Colorado. And I am recently coming out of a relapse and still finding that I'm fighting this disease myself and trying to do it my way, which, as we all know, rarely gets us anywhere other than back into the food. And listening today was just such a relief, particularly when I heard, instead of being in this program to make a bad person good, I am in this program to make a sick person well, and I am the sick person. And once I am well, meaning this disease cannot control me, but I can live with a higher power's direction, even though I always struggle to find that higher power, then maybe I can reach out and help somebody else who is sick become well. And it's such a simple concept, but it was like this neon light in my head. So instead of using all the negative speak, telling myself what a bad person I am, that maybe I should just recognize I have a disease, I am sick, and I need treatment. And maybe that treatment isn't an antibiotic, and maybe that treatment isn't Advil for a headache, but maybe that treatment is in fact this program and the support I get from this program and the words I get from the big book. And maybe I should start looking at it in that perspective rather than the CARI program. So thank you who shared that. Thank you for all the other shares, and thank you everybody for your service on the line. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie Kay. So Stacey M., go ahead, followed by Mariana D. Stacey, we're not hearing you. Star one to unmute. Okay, I'll come back to you. Mariana, are you ready?
Can you hear me now?
Is that Stacey? Yes, I can hear you, Stacey. Go ahead. Sorry. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stacy. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm a newcomer, I guess. Saying that I'm a compulsive overeater is still one of the most difficult things I say at every meeting. The first thing I want to say is thank you to everybody who shared. Again, the second to the last paragraph, we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful to such cases. Just even today's phone call, I can't tell you how many shares have positively impacted me and my program. I've only been in the program, I think I'm at like 50 some days. It was October 14th was the first day I walked into my first meeting. And to hear that there's a possibility that I could build my network, that share, to me, that sounds like a miracle, because I still feel like I'm an island. And that isolation, that's like the worst thing for me. But, you know, there are so many things that I heard today that I didn't necessarily have the words for. And that when I meet other recovered over compulsive overeaters, they turn words maybe that I read in the Big Book and in other overeater anonymous literature, approved literature, but they are able to translate those ideas and into words and scenarios that I can relate to in a more personal way. And that are more impactful, but I have maybe those feelings, I just don't have the words. And today there were so many shares that made me be able to put words to things that I could feel or have maybe ideas but didn't have the words. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everyone who shared today. And with that, I'll pass. Oh, and I'm from Wisconsin. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Stacey. Yeah. Okay, Mariana.
Hi, this is Mariana. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, Kathleen. So this is, wow, this goes right along with what happened yesterday to me. So, you know, holiday season, really busy, and but I was kind of keeping it together as far as like not getting too busy to where my head starts to spin, except for 2 days ago, and that's when the spinning kind of started happening with just getting into holiday stuff, overcommitting a bit. And yesterday I had this talk with my sponsor, and it really was divine. It goes right along with our reading today, and what she told me was exactly what I needed to hear, and that was things that I've heard before, but boy, I just needed to hear them yesterday, and that reaching out and that fellowship and that gentle reminder, and she's very gentle and loving, so it's never condemning or you should. It's just, Mariana, remember, you know, when we put program first and then fill in life around it, and my number one trigger for a relapse is exhaustion. That's my number one. I get overtired and I...
Sorry. I just need to interrupt the conference here. No reason. I just need to do it. Thank you.
Fuck.
Mariana, keep going.
Okay. So basically, what I heard my sponsor say was the exact conversation I had with my sponsee the week before, and it made me... It was just awesome. And I have to say that, especially in this time of year when things can get busy, and I was thinking about this morning in my meditation, it's like this is a season of giving and love. And, you know, a lot of times we associate giving with gifts, and this program is like the biggest gift. And it's a gift we give ourselves every day by reaching out to someone else. And what happened yesterday to me, I didn't think I needed that at that moment. And once I got it, that support and that gentle reminder, it just totally put me in a different space. And I'm thinking about that today, and I'm carrying that with me today. So thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Okay. Thank you, Mariana. And thank you, everyone who shared this morning. Special thanks to our readers, Lisa J.R., Chrissy Jane K., Susan H., Kathy Jo P., and John K. And we will now close the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Kathy Jo P., if you could read page 164 for us, please.
Good morning, Kathy Jo P., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.